This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, September 10th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. New jobs numbers are not good. United States trade imbalances sometimes get part of the blame. Dan Griswold, director of the Cato Institute Center for Trade Policy Studies and author of the new book, Mad About Trade, offers his thoughts.
Well, the latest unemployment numbers are not good. The unemployment rate went up to 9.7%, which is the highest it's been for 25 years. Another 200,000 net jobs were lost. Now, some people are going to try to make political hay out of this and say, oh, look what trade and imports have done, when in fact, trade and imports have nothing to do with the rising unemployment rate. In fact, imports have been going down over the last few years, and we've had some of our lowest unemployment rates when trade levels have been at their highest. So in my new book, I look at the data lots of different ways, and there's no connection between trade and unemployment. There's no long-term trend in unemployment. Trade isn't about more jobs or fewer jobs. It's about better jobs, and I am able to show that pretty convincingly, I think, in the book.
Nancy Pelosi, other Democrats made a lot of hay after the recovery following September 11th, that this was a jobless recovery. And that is sort of a common refrain when it comes to between Democrats and Republicans of recoveries that don't return us to the levels of employment in certain sectors that we had before the crash.
Employment is always a lagging indicator. Employers are slow to, they have to become convinced that the recovery is over before they start adding jobs. But the important thing is what sort of jobs are being created. We're going to come out of this recession. Unemployment's going to drop back to its long-term level. And what we found is over time in our more globalized economy, the types of jobs that are available to Americans have improved. And I think it's one of the big lies of the trade debate that we're giving away high-paying manufacturing jobs and creating low-paying service jobs. Yes, we've lost some higher-paying manufacturing jobs, but I look at the long term. I go back to 1991, which was one of the previous recessions. We had a recession in the early 1990s. If you look at from that recession to this one, so you take in two business cycles, what I found is that two-thirds of the net new jobs we added during that period, 18 million net new jobs, were in service sectors that pay an average wages that are actually higher than in manufacturing. So what we've been doing is swapping out sort of medium-paying manufacturing jobs for actually better-paying service jobs. You know, you go knock on doors of any middle-class American neighborhood and ask people where they work. Yeah, you'll find some people that work in factories, not very many. But what you'll find are people in middle-class service jobs, teachers, accountants, firefighters, insurance agents, real estate agents, small business owners, healthcare professionals, registered nurses, physical therapists. These are the middle-class jobs that are the backbone of the American economy, and trade is helping us move to a post-industrial middle-class service economy. This is where most Americans live. This is where our prosperity lies.
Nobel Prize winning trade economist Paul Krugman often makes hay of stagnant wages in the 1970s and 1980s and 1990s, that there was this leveling off of real wages during that time. And presumably, it continues today.
This is a common charge among people skeptical of trade. They say stagnant or declining real wages. And I think that's a misleading figure to look at for one big reason. It doesn't include benefits. I mean, benefits are the way Americans pay for health care and their retirement. They're becoming a growing share of our overall compensation package. There's another figure that the federal government, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, publishes called real hourly compensation. And this takes into account benefits. And it's also deflated by rising costs of things we buy, including healthcare. And what you find with real hourly compensation is that has been going up. In fact, that's 20% higher than it was a decade ago. So Americans are better off. It doesn't feel like it because we're in a recession. But again, if you stand back and take a longer-term view, we are making progress. Median household income, again, adjusted for inflation, is up significantly. In fact, it's up $6,000 since the early 1990s. And yes, it's taken a hit during the recession, but the long-term trend is up. The share of American households earning more than $35,000 a year is going up. The share earning over $75,000 a year is going up. So we remain a solid middle-class nation. Yes, we're in the middle of a recession, but trade is one of the solutions, not the problem. The dumbest thing we could do as we come out of this recession is raise trade barriers and sock middle-class families where it hurts in their pocketbooks.
Dan Griswold is author of the new book, Mad About Trade. He's also director of the Cato Institute Center for Trade Policy Studies. You can get your copy of Dan's book at cato.org.